Welcome back to the Big Games Record Series, part of the Stag Raw podcast. I hope you've listened to the latest Stag Raw podcast, episode 318, with Ben, the road air guy. Really interesting perspective of someone that has hunted both here in New Zealand and lives and breathes hunting in Scotland, in particular the road air. Ben has also had experience hunting at Athol Estate for the red deer, and so yeah, it's really, really cool perspective. Ben's a big listener of the Big Game Records series. Anyway, let's carry on with the Big Game Records series. We have Evie Prattley, as promised, from Mathias Valley Rakai River catchment not too long ago in 1996. It is a red deer. 8x9, it's 48 and 4 by 45 and 6. And a spread of 41, span of 32 and 7. Beams are 6 and 6 each side. The coronets are 10 and 2 each side. The brow tines are 18 and 4 by 16 and 2. Trays are 2 and 4 by 4 and 2. The trays are 12 and 6 by 13 and 4. Inner royal tine of 11 by 11 and 4. Outer royal tine of 12 by 15. Back tine of 16 by 19 and 2. Inner off the back tine of 14 and 12 and 1. And second inner off the back tine, 2 2/8 by 7 2/8, and there's a snag off the back tine on the right hand side of 2 7. So for a grand total of 369 1/8. Ed Prattley crossed the West Mathias stream heading into a brisk nor'wester to start checking out the bush edge around Blacksmith's Point further up the main Mathias Valley. He'd gone about 1.5 kilometres along the bush edge in failing light when he sensed he was being watched. Glancing to his right, he could see the outline of a stag standing in Matagodi scrub about 200 metres off and looking in his direction. Prattley froze, thinking about what he should do next. In the dull light, he could make out the outline of the stag's back and his antlers. All of a sudden, the stag started to walk towards the hunter, and as he disappeared down into an old stream bed, Prattley ran about 25 metres, dropping down in tussock on a small mound, from where he could observe a spot he anticipated the stag should emerge. At a distance of about 100 metres, he reappeared briefly, obviously moving in to check Prattley out. With heart beating and seconds seeming like hours, the stag appeared once again, this time on a rise about 25 metres away, antlers laid over his rump, mouth wide open as if about to enter the roaring mode. For some unknown reason, he did not emit a sound. He dropped his head and began to advance when Prattley's 270 rifle spoke, dropping him instantly. Wow, pretty cool story as well. It's a great thing about talking to the actual hunter. 1996, awesome stuff. I wonder if that's the same as the people that make the yards for docking Prattley. Anywho, up next is Donald R. Tilson, Woolshed Creek, Mount Summers from 1997. Make sure you subscribed, left a rating, listened to episode 318, and we'll see you there. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011, all rights reserved.